The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
To the Rock Extra right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com. I am, of course, Sir Rocket, bringing you the Impact Wrestling Redemption Special Podcast. Why? Because I decided on Sunday night to watch Impact Wrestling Redemption. Why? Because they told us it's time to give them another chance. They're trying to redeem themselves in 2018. So I figured, okay, let's see what you got. Let's see if you could hook me back into this program as a weekly viewer. And I'll say this. This was a better pay-per-view than I've seen from Impact Wrestling in a long, long time. I'm trying to remember back to the last pay-per-view. I believe it was Bound for Glory. I do. I honestly believe that was their last pay-per-view, was Bound for Glory, which was the return of Alberto El Patron to the company. And he came out and he did this awkward promo where it just went on and on and on, and it sort of just, I don't know, took away from the show. It made the show feel not important. Even though they were trying to really make it important, it just felt really, really not important. And I think it's had a lot to do with the Alberto El Patron character. And going into this show, he was the main event performer until about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when he no-showed their WrestleCon event, and then was subsequently fired from the company. Thank goodness he is gone. That is my first comment about this company and this show. Thank God he is not on it, because, okay, I know he is a big star in a certain market and with certain people and whatever, but just based off his track record, he is not someone who you can get interested in and someone who takes away from your product, because he's more or less becomes very unreliable, aka the WrestleCon stuff and, you know, all the other behavior he has. He just becomes very, I'm struggling with the words. He just feels like a guy you just can't get behind. And it's like, I lose interest when there are people on a program I cannot get behind. And for a long time, one of the biggest reasons I watch it here and there, it's like, been Alberto El Patron, because it's just, I just can't get into it. And him being a focus takes away from the program to me. So there's that. So now we come to Redemption. He is no longer in the show. They make a main event, a three-way for the TNA World title. Yes, it is once again the World Championship, no longer the Global Championship, which is good. I like the name World. It is traditional. It makes more sense. And speaking of the World Championship, they got new championship belts this time around. I love that they did not make it a big deal. Oh, hey, all our champions are coming out with new championships. They went on social media at Impact Wrestling. They showed off the new championships, and that was about it. Because it's not about what the title looks like, it is about the title being defended. But it was good to see that the belts all matched, belts had the proper name, and the company finally can get on the right course and become what it needs to become, basically. Let it finally establish itself. There's no longer a difference between, is it Global Force, is it Impact, is it TNA. It's officially now Impact Wrestling, and that's what it'll be going forward. There are no more confusions, and this is the first time where they can finally say, okay, this is the direction we need to go. And if you watch a lot of the TVs going up to this show, you notice that a lot of characters, again, were being written out. So this, Redemption, was the start of, okay, this is our new beginning. This is how we are going to be going forward. And this is the crew that we're going to have, which I like. Once you can define who you are and who are you going to be using, there's no more awkward, okay, we're running out EC3. We're not running out this person. We're not running out this person. It's like, okay, Taya Valkyrie is going to be a performer. Matt Sydal, Allie, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, these are our guys, these are our girls, and these are who we're going to be using going forward. So that was a nice start. A few things that I enjoyed about this pay-per-view. It was the gory special and the package pile driver combination in the main event three-way. Holy crap, was that an awesome move. Like, legit, that I thought should have been the finish of it. It wasn't, but damn, it was a great move. It was a great, great move. Something you don't normally see. anywhere.
And it was really well done.
Coming out of this show, one of the big talked about angles is going to be Eddie Edwards accidentally attacking his wife with the Singapore cane, the kendo stick, whatever you want to call it. So everyone knows about the feud between Eddie Edwards and Sami Callihan, how Sami almost, like, killed, I guess, better words, Eddie Edwards with the baseball bat and, you know, damaging his eye socket, etc. And they've been building this blood feud over it. So the match was OVE taking on Tommy Dreamer, Moose, and Eddie Edwards. It was a House of Hardcore match, basically anything goes, violence, you name it, you had it. So Sami Callihan got the win for his team after blocking a barbed wire bat shot with a roll up and got the win. Eddie Edwards would then get his revenge on Sami Callihan. He would have him taped up into the ropes. And he just beat on him. And everyone came in to try to get him to stop, and he would just whack them with the Singapore cane, whether it's Tommy Dreamer, whether it was the referee, you name it, they all got whacked by Eddie Edwards. So Eddie, not knowingly, gets tapped on the shoulder as his wife running down, and she gets whacked with the cane, and down she goes in this visual of her lying unconscious and a bloody Sami Callihan in the ropes was a very cool visual, a very real visual, and it really made for a talkable moment coming out of the show. That is what I'll say. Something else that was very talkable coming out of the show was Scott Steiner. Oh my goodness, Scott Steiner. First off, he is in his 50s. He is, I believe, 55 years old, going on 56. He cannot move like he once did. Oh no. But this man goes to the top rope and hits a top rope Frankensteiner and like lands right on his shoulder. Like he smacked the mat so hard and then didn't move. It's like, oh my God, did he just really hurt himself? Did he kill himself doing that move? Because, ooh, then he got up like nothing happened. Took a moment. But he got right up. To me, that should have been the finish. I didn't need to see Eli Drake then go and hit his move like 2 minutes later. Like the finish should have been the top rope Frankensteiner, because that the crowd was at its peak at that point for that match. But no, they went on and did something else, and Eli Drake hit his gravy train finish for the win, which is fine. Get put the young guy over and whatever, or the younger guy over. In that case, they beat LAX for the tag team titles. The setup beforehand, Conan was not there, he was beaten up, and was unable to make the show, so LAX was on their own, and the announced team, which was Don Callis, sitting in for Sanjay Dutt. I don't know if this is permanent, but I enjoyed Don Callis on commentary. There were a couple of odd moments, but for the most part, Josh and Don made the show very listenable, very watchable. They did not take away from the product, they enhanced the product. There was no real, like, okay, when it was Jeremy Borash and Josh Matthews, because they did the whole angle together and they were feuding. It was one guy trying to put the other, trying to undercut the other, and it was all about their feud, and it kind of made it hard to watch at times. This was two guys calling a wrestling show, trying to establish the product, trying to get the talent over, trying to make you realize, okay, it's not about us, it's about them. And now we're here trying to reestablish who these people are and make them the focus of the show, which I enjoyed. I hope Don is full-time, but you never know. I think it may be Sanjay going forward for Impact, which I would think is easier based on Don's schedule and where they tape the show and whatever, do the voiceovers, unless they're moving all that to Canada, which may be easier for Don. I don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, so the Conan was taken out and not there. So the announced team, as I was mentioning, made it a point to realize, okay, LAX needs their guidance. They need Conan. And that's, instead of going for their finish, the one dude jumped off the top rope, taking out Scott Steiner outside, which then cost them the match. Instead of hitting their finish, so that's where they're trying to point out, okay, if Conan was there, he would have told him, don't do that, hit the move, and that's where a manager would have played a part. Good storytelling there. To quickly run down the show, it was Aerostar defeating Drago. The matchup was a little sloppy, the finish was a little weird, it was like a springboard codebreaker that just didn't really work. It was a little sloppy, but it was a solid opener. As mentioned, Eli Drake and Scott Steiner defeated LAX to win the tag team titles. Before the match, there was one production glitch where they were supposed to go to the video package, it seemed like, of the tag team title video package, but they went to a video of, Josh Matthews and Matt Sydal, which I think was supposed to happen later in the show, but whatever. It happens. There was a fun six-way. Brian Cage defeated Desmond Xavier, Phantasma, Ishimori, DJ Z, and Trevor Lee. Fun match. Brian Cage got the win. Brian Cage throwing around a bunch of little dudes. It was fun. It was different. Taya Valkyrie defeated Kira Hogan. Something that I didn't even think about when watching the show. Kira Hogan had her hair red and yellow. I didn't even put the two and two together until this morning when I went, oh, right, Hogan, red and yellow. Got it. Probably wasn't that intentional, but it was like, oh, okay. Matt Sydal defeated Petey Williams to retain the X Division Championship. One thing I like was this was Petey cashing in his Feast or Fire briefcase. It's like, okay, Eli cashed in and won his belt. At least not every time you get the briefcase, you cash in and win. So it was a nice, okay, change of pace. They put Matt Sydal over. The match was good. Petey still hits all his traditional spots. Before the match, they did a promo where Petey was doing the math and the odds about his chances of winning tonight. And then Scott Steiner comes in and, hey, I remember you. Didn't you used to dress up like me? And then you're stealing my gimmick of math and then does some math and all that fun stuff. It was vintage Impact Scott Steiner, and it was fun. And yeah, a nice little throwback to Big Papa Pump and Petey Williams together. I enjoyed it. It was very fun. Little cool little thing. And then they were going to go Cracker Barrel later, which was very nice. Little Petey Pump was his nickname during the Scott Steiner run. As mentioned, OVE defeated Tommy Dreamer Moose and Eddie Edwards in the House of Hardcore match. Allie retained her Impact Knockouts Championship over Sue Young, who had Braxton Sutter in her corner. After the match, Sue Young was about to flip out. Braxton Sutter tries to propose to her, and then she just goes off on him and leaves him laying with the mandible claw. First time seeing, and she had like a bloody glove on too, which was weird. And stuck that in his mouth and delivered the mandible claw, leaving him laying. I don't know what it is about Braxton Sutter, but they try to make him like, okay, I know how to fix issues with women. I'll marry them. It never goes well for him. It really never does. And as mentioned, Pentagon Jr. defeats Rey Fénix and Austin Aries to become the brand new Impact World Champion. Good main event. A lot of positive things came out of this show. You weren't shaking your head at the finishes. Everything here on the show made sense. There's talkable angles coming out of the show. And then come Thursday on Impact, it makes for TV. Okay, now I gotta see what happens next. One thing that is very underplayed about this show, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think this was the first time there was no TNA Impact Originals on the show. Some would say, hey, Petey Williams, but he was not there from the beginning. He was not one of the first few week guys, meaning there's no James Storm on this show. There was no Abyss on this show, who's been on basically every pay-per-view Impact TNA has held, just about. Those two guys were on about almost all of them. And if they weren't, Jeremy Borash was certainly a part of all those shows. And this was the first time he was not a part of the show. So as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, this is a brand new era. Now you know who it is going forward. You know who your big players are. You know who the people they're going to be focusing in on are going to be. And stuff like that. One thing I forgot to mention, during the Taya Valkyrie Kira Hogan match, Tessa Blanchard has debuted for the company. She was on commentary, putting herself over, and now she's going to be part of the roster going forward, so that's cool. Nice to see her finally land somewhere with a bigger stage to perform on, so be interesting to see what they do with there. Looks like they'll probably do Taya Valkyrie and Tessa going forward, which won't be so bad, hopefully. But yes, to sum this all up, this was a fun show to watch. It was very easy to watch. There are a lot of Impact shows that are struggle sometimes on pay-per-view where the finishes make you scratch your head. Some of the match combinations sort of just don't work. But overall, the show was fun. It was different and very enjoyable. Coming out of the show, they've announced that they will be going to the Rubble Complex in Toronto, Ontario, Canada for Slammiversary 16 on July 22nd on pay-per-view. So that should be a lot of fun. Good to see them going out on the road. Good to see them moving forward. And hopefully they provide a fun atmosphere with this show. And they keep it going because positive momentum for this company is really good. They say this is the year to reestablish themselves as a company, define them, who they are, and they're trying to redeem themselves. And I thought redemption was a solid effort. I thought they didn't leave me scratching my head, and that's the best part of the show. They did not leave me scratching my head. I want to see what happens next. So we'll see what happens next on Impact on Thursday nights on Pop TV and around the world on Spike UK, on the Fight Network in Canada, and all your other places to watch Impact Wrestling. So this has been the Rack Extra Reviews Redemption 2018, the Impact Wrestling pay-per-view offering. This has been a one-man show, but you can follow Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsay Ward, LINSWARD. You know what, her website, psychwarddesigns.com. You can check out her artwork at behance.net/Lindsay Ward, which is same as her Twitter. It's Rack Radio Show on the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the YouTubes, the Stitchers, the iTunes, TuneIn Radios, podcasts. You can follow at Wild Talk Radio. That's me. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network as well. Catch the live show every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, at wildtalkradio.com, at rockradioshow.com as well. Make sure you check out the Rock Extra Reviews. If you're a fan of the NBC series Timeless, we do that. Those reviews are available at rockradioshow.com as well as the show The Royals. Both episodes are now available to listen for this week. If there's a program you would like to see us review, let us know. It's at Rack Radio Show on the social medias. Contact us there, or you can email us contact@rackradioshow.com. There's a program series you want us to see us review, wrestling, not wrestling. We're trying not to do wrestling in those review show things, but if there's something you want us to really see, then let us know. We will certainly discuss it, and maybe just maybe we'll review it. We have a lot of stuff planned going forward this summer, so make sure you check all that out. But this has been the Rack Extra Reviews, as mentioned, reviewing Impact Wrestling's Redemption right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin. I'll catch you on Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, and rackradioshow.com.